Okay, thank you. I'm Connie Kohler from the School of Public Health at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. And this project was a joint project between myself and Dr. Shelley Campo and Dr. Natasha Askelson. And I have no relationships to disclose either. This was an entertainment education project. It was a radio drama. Well, there were actually two radio dramas to encourage family planning among two different populations, one being Hispanic and the other being African American. So what is entertainment education? Entertainment education is really a method for getting people to sort of understand behavioral situations that they may be in and what to do in those situations without being really preachy and saying you should do this, you should do that. It's embedded in an entertaining program. So we can convey a specific health message, evoke a powerful emotional response. There's a lot of research now that says the more emotional response you get, the more memorable the message is. And so that can create a lasting impression. We used this approach for these groups, particularly knowing that the Hispanic and Latin American population do listen to radio novellas quite often. And I had some experience with using it with the African American population in Alabama, and it was fairly successful, so we thought we would try it in the Iowa initiative. And so the shows also had a call-in talk portion for the most part, that people could call in with their questions and discuss with community providers their issues around contraception and family planning. This was a really local project in the sense that every station sort of took local ownership of it, of the program that they had. We used local community-based organizations in our advisory group. We had focus groups. We had workshops with local people that helped us come up with the storylines. And all the production was done locally in Iowa. So this is American women between 18 and 30. And these were the stations in the state that had actual African-American radio stations. And the circles sort of show what they claim to be their reach with their broadcasts. So for 2 years, we ran the show in actually five different stations. In the Hispanic radio stations, there were actually five stations here too, and we ran the show for 2 years in those stations as well. These were two distinct storylines, and I had a little clip for each one, but it didn't work out, so we'll just talk about it. Queen Street was the one aimed at the African-American population, and it was about a family that owned the Queen Street Cafe, and the main character was Vanessa, a college student who helps her family out in the cafe as she's attending school. And it focuses on her and her friends and showing the challenges of young adulthood and the consequences of unintended pregnancy through some of the characters. The Hispanic focus show was La Noche Te Das Presas, which was about a group of coworkers who worked in the same cleaning service, and their different types of family and relationship issues. So we had some married, some single, and the things that they had to deal with, including communicating about their family planning issues and where to get information and so forth. The format was the drama episode, which modeled the negative consequences of not having family planning, at which, of course, one was unintended pregnancy, and the positive consequences of using family planning, and one of those was avoiding unintended pregnancy. And they also were designed to demonstrate how and where to learn about contraceptives and their use and how to talk about these issues with your family members. Then there was the talk show portion, and that was really a chance to highlight the local resources for reproductive health and to give listeners a chance to call in and ask questions and make comments. And it was good for reinforcing some of our specific messages, which were family planning is good, unintended pregnancy is an adult issue, and there is a good option for you for birth control. We did outreach activities, distributed CDs for both programs at local events, and some sponsorships as well. And there are some Queen Street CDs in the back. If anybody wants them, feel free to take. This is where we did some of the distribution, and you can see quite a few events were attended. And this one is with the Hispanic program. And we distributed quite a few, several thousand, I believe, CDs with the program, the full program on it. Same thing for the African American show. The spread isn't near quite so statewide with this population, more concentrated in the urban areas, but we did the same sort of outreach there. And these were the events we attended for the Hispanic program. Again, it's a little more widespread across the state, and for the African American, a little more concentrated in the urban areas. For evaluation, we did intercept interviews, and for each program, we interviewed over 400 people at different sites, and we also analyzed the talk show recordings. All of the talk show portions were supposed to be recorded, and most of them were, and that gave us over 1,000 pages of transcript in each case. And finally, we did review some Medicaid data. The intercept interviews indicated that people knew of the program. Of those just approached with the intercept interviews, 16% said they did for Queen Street and 26% for La Noche. When we looked at the talk show portion transcripts, we found that our objectives were met in most cases across all stations, and that the listeners called in during 34 to 40% of the programs, and at least in my experience with these call-in programs, that's a pretty good number for a relative short period of time that they're on the air. Reference was made to unintended pregnancy being an adult issue at least once and often twice per program. We featured 23 different community guests in Queen Street and 49 in La Noche. And over the course of the programs, resources were named 86 times on Queen Street and 136 times on La Noche. Here's an example of one of the callers, the guest on the show, pointing out a local resource, the Allen Women's Clinic, for the African American program. And then here's another one where a guest asked the other guest about a method where they put something in your arm, and the other guest said that's called Implanon, and here's where you can get it. So we did point out the community resources pretty well. We had some positive community response that we always like to report. This one was about in response to the host asking, you know, which girl would you rather be, the positive role model, basically, or the negative role model, and the caller called in and said, of course, she would be more like Vanessa, who's a positive role model. And in this one, I really like this one because the parent called in and said, with her older two daughters, she had never spoken to them about birth control, but she has a younger daughter who's almost 12, and they're talking about it, which she didn't do with her older daughters. These are our Medicaid data, and they show what they show. This is one way we could pull out the African American population, and the blue line is, well, the top two lines are the age group that we're looking at, and you can see the rise over time for contraceptive rates in those groups. And this is for the Hispanic. So So using entertainment, education, radio dramas to engage minority communities, we learned several things. One, that unintended pregnancy issues do make good stories. We were able to reach young African-American women with the radio show, and we saw some evidence that they were engaged with the stories. But we feel, unless it was heavily promoted, our experience was that this was not necessarily the genre or venue to go to the young African-American women population with. They need to know that the show is on and then kind of be led to it, because it's not their habit to listen to sort of talk radio shows. We did better with the one station that was more of a music radio station that put this on. We reached a large number of young women and other people too in Hispanic communities. The families appeared to be highly engaged with the program and with the related community activities. And so we feel like that the novellas can be very effective in carrying these messages to young Hispanic women. That's the end.